So my car was messed up for the longest time, and I fixed it.
By yourself?
Yeah, I got all the parts.
You didn't get no lesbian help or anything?
No, not at all.
What was wrong, and what did
and
you
so
do?
And so it was a wheel bearing. My wheel bearing was
so you took
up.
The
you actually had to do a little work.
Yeah, you took the wheel off and you had a
The whole wheel off of the like the
did
wheel
you
bearing
watch YouTube?
Is on the axle. I did. Also, I made notes and everything.
Yeah,
oh, wow. Of what sockets I needed, what tools I needed.
Then you went to O'Reilly's, picked it up.
No, actually, I didn't go to O'Reilly's or AutoZone. I went to a different place because when I got a part from AutoZone, the wheel bearing broke, and like it basically my wheel came off of the wheel bearing, and my car
was
flat on.
I should have told you about that because remember that one time you picked me up from my house to the show when I was down and out.
Yeah,
and I remember riding with you on the highway, and I felt the wobble. I should have mentioned that it was a wheel bearing.
Please, you don't know.
Yeah, because I had the same thing happen in my car.
What, did you change it?
No, I took it to professionals.
Oh, okay.
He pays people for things like that.
Yeah. Well, I actually, this is like the third time I had to change it out. And I've been paying people. Yeah.
Are you doing it right?
Yeah. No, well, I didn't do it the first two times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And what do you call it? And so I've been taking it to these guys. One guy fixed it. A different mechanic fixed it. Same problem still happened. And so I was like, you know what? I'm tired of paying these guys money. So the part is like $150, and the labor they charge me is like $280 or something like that. And I was like, you know what? Let me get this part. I'll do the labor. I'll change out my rotors and my brakes while I'm taking it off the wheel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because that's easy. Because I mean, you have to take off the rotor and the brakes and everything.
But you had to do it to the other side too, right? Or you did it just the one side?
No, just the one side. But I know how to change out my brakes and my rotors anyways.
Wow.
So I was like, let me just do both at the same time.
He's better than me and than me.
Yeah. And
he's
so
win that good man competition.
So yeah, I took off the bill bearing and everything, put it back together, and it's like brand new. Because I even asked the guy, I was like, why is my car shaking a little bit, you know? They're like, oh, we're about later, we're about later. And I'm all
and
like,
then the wheel
later.
Falls off.
Yeah. No. The wheel doesn't fly off. It's it was just the rotors. That's all it was.
Oh, when you were braking?
And the brakes, yeah.
Yeah.
But they never told me that.
Huh. So who did you take it to?
Just some like mechanics that are, I don't know.
Some random ones?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I took my car to them before. It's just that they...
Local Mexicans?
Yeah, like local, yeah.
That's why they're telling. Yeah. You'll be fine. Yeah.
So I decided...
Okay.
Yeah, so I got down in the trenches and I thought that I was more manly than you were.
You are. I would never do that.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
Let's see. I've had to change a tire twice in the last 5 years, probably. Remember the first Twerksgiving?
Yeah.
At a flat tire. It took me, I don't know how long.
3 hours.
Put that back together.
Really?
Probably close to 3 hours. I had to call. I had all these errands I had to run, and I showed up just before the show.
See, flat tires for me are like normal, so I can change a flat tire like in 15
minutes. Why is it normal?
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know. It just is. I always get flat tires.
You have like a
just this past week, I told him I was supposed to pick up Mark because we were going to go location scouting.
Yeah. For your movie, by the way. They're doing a movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
For our movie, our feature film that was a short and now it's a feature. So, and on the way, I told Mark, I said, oh, my tire is all messed up. So I got to go get it changed. Well, both of them. So he goes, okay.
Do you buy used tires? Is that
no,
the reason
why? No, I do buy used tires, yes.
Okay. So that makes sense.
You got a Hams?
No.
Hams.
No, not Hams. No, it's off of Davis.
Nobody, he goes ham.
Yeah. No, but that's not why. Most of the time, like, my tires go all messed up is because either is a nail or something on my tire.
A lot of construction.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Dallas.
Yeah.
Do they wear out?
No, it's...
It's just a nail or something.
So it does sometimes wear out.
Have you had your alignment check?
Most of the time. No, that's what I'm going to do next. But after I change my shocks and my struts on my car.
Oh, my God. Are you going to do that yourself? Are you going to do that yourself?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we need to...
What a man.
We need to record this.
Yeah, exactly. We need to start
Kirby's probably sweating listening to this. He's like, oh, my God.
We start a YouTube channel of Eric...
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a
man. Do a YouTube channel of him doing car help.
Yeah. Well, no, somebody told me that.
Maintenance for gays.
Yeah. Someone told me that. There's a girl at my job. She's all like... She goes, what if we did classes? Like, we charge people, like, you know, 25 ahead.
Let's just put it on YouTube first.
And they come and you show them how to change a tire, how to change their brakes, how to change their rotors, and all that.
Man, talk about hustle.
I know, and I'm all like...
But you can get that on YouTube, right?
Yeah, but can you get it with his flair?
Yeah.
That's true.
And also, I'm giving, like, some people like hands-on, like, training.
Yeah,
they do.
So, yeah.
Well, I just found out that you're supposed to rotate your tires. Oh, no. I did not know that.
That's a law, man.
I did not know that. You don't have a car. I don't have a car. I haven't had a car since I was in high school. So,
yeah. But if
that
you
should
did
tell
have
you
car,
enough.
Yeah. But if you did have a car, now you would know that you
have to rotate. Of course.
And how old are you? Like, you're 89, right?
Yes. Okay. About to turn 90.
Okay, wow. But no car since...
Well, the more you know.
Since 1929.
But Model T.
He's just getting regular. He's just getting used to regular gas.
Yeah, I know. Wow.
But don't take
oil
for
back
it.
In my day.
Anyway, yeah.
Maybe you can come help me sometime with my car, so that way.
I think I could be like a good comic relief character in your YouTube video.
I can see you getting under a car and the car fall on top of you.
That's how I die.
And then you're like, ah!
All right, we're trying to do instructional video, not a snuff film.
But if it falls,
he's a rat in Beatman's world.
The right leg, you can just kick it off.
Actually, I don't even think it'll fall. He's so thin that I just think that it would just like. Be like an inch away from his face. Mm.
I want to talk to Kirby about what he thinks about all this. He's probably, like I said, he's probably sweating and just like, oh my gosh.
He's at home playing video games right now.
Yeah, but when he hears this, he was there. Oh, wow.
He came out and did he video it? No, he came out and he goes, do you need some water or anything? Oh,
some lemonade.
Yeah,
sweetie.
Lemonade.
Thank you so much for doing this to
back
our car.
Rub.
Yeah. Come inside. You're all tense from working on the car.
Here, let me rub your feet for you, baby.
All right. Here's the other video we can shoot.
Yeah, that's what I really want to see. But no, that's cool, though. You are a better man than I am, because I couldn't do all that.
Manly man.
I would have had at least 5 cuts on my hands.
I would have given up and scratched yourself. You would have taken it to somebody.
Yeah.
Well, I think that you would not have
just gave up.
Been able to take off like the axle like nut.
No, I don't think I'd be able to do that.
You would have been jumping like,
you can't handle
why
nuts.
Is this not working?
Can you even open the hood?
Yeah, I can open the hood.
All right.
And then a huge gust of wind comes. I'm just like,
I'm like, oh, I didn't know there was a little rod.
Yeah,
you had to hold it up.
Well, most of my cars, because I used to have just a bunch of junky cars, and so most of my cars, they would have like the shocks would go out or whatever on the hood. So you would have to hold it open or find a stick or something.
Or 2x4, put it right there, hold it up,
and then you have to put it when you put it down. You had to put the 2x4 inside the hood somewhere so it doesn't fly out. I didn't just shut it. That was me. That was most of my cars.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what's that burning? Oh, it must be my stick.